Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Harder on that one than Crisco.
Tom just emailing. This is the best version of the song I've ever heard.
It's the greatest version ever, and you're doing it at home, too. You can't help it. You can't help but love that. Holy Christ. Back and forth we went with Michael McDonald and the Crisco.
Phew.
And by the way, to all you people that email me all the time,
Rockwood.
You're the ones who voted for it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Two different categories Brady won,
yeah.
And that was the heavy voting ones. So
even John G would have picked him.
John G was like, three categories he would have won. John G said, I'd have picked you. Unbelievable. Beat the Beastie Boys and Guns N' Roses. So I don't hear from you guys anymore about pussy. Anyway, that's fine. I'm all for that. Anytime you want to break some Michael McDonald out, I'm in. It's time now for the entertainment. Congratulations, Brady. That's a big one. That's a big.
Woo!
Will it start the streak that never ends?
Oh, what?
Well, he could do it if he took any time at all to think about what he's going to do, except for at 9:30 when it's like,
oh, yeah, I won last week. Best song about a shoelace.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Up, up, and away.
McDonald's is selling Krispy Kremes.
How does he lose that one?
Right.
Mel just wrote in, thanks, jerks. The quartet just made me bust out laughing in my cubicle.
Yeah, you can't help.
Probably getting fired now.
You get fired for laughing? Where do you work?
Man, get out now.
The Gestapo.
Make it stop immediately! Keep making widgets!
Their boss is brutal. I just giggled a little.
How dare you find humor on this planet?
911.
Yeah, that's it. 911, I'm sorry. I'm listening to a very funny thing. What's your emergency? Feel your throat slit? Hold on. I'll be right with you. Gotta do it.
Run on the bed.
Your baby's what? Stuck in a where?
You hear this?
Here, do it. Just pull your cheeks apart.
I think I'm dying.
Tune in 97.9.
I don't think your baby's going to make it. What a horrible, horrible thing to say. My boss is going to fire me because I laughed. Sounds like a fun pad, man. Anyway, it's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. They've got the women's seminar next weekend. That's sold out. They're going to have others in the future, so keep your eyes open for that on their website, ReactDefense.com, or go to their gun defense and weapons defense one they got coming up in June. They do start them early for you guys, so you guys can start planning out your times at the end of June, which is closer than you think, actually. And you can get on that deal and hop in on the weapons defense seminar. Is unbelievable. And the guns are... like, just, it's mind-blowing how quick you learn that stuff. And you can learn it before. You don't
the
have to wait.
The gun seminar. The guns
are
awesome.
No, you're firing stuff around. Right. You definitely get involved in this. Trust me. Hey, open your eyes to a whole new world.
I guess you're right.
Whole new world. You can get in there early, too, if you want to just start tomorrow. Hop on over there and sign up and get involved in this thing, and you'll be way ahead of the curve when the seminar shows up. And then the seminar shows up, and you put it all into action in all sorts of different scenarios in a group of people that you'd be blown away watching go from sheep to sheepdogs. It takes a couple of hours. I'm not kidding when I say that. It's literally visibly different what goes in the room than what comes out of the room. Lamb, lion. It's incredible. And you can be part of it. You can be one of them. So stop being a sheep. Start being a sheepdog. Learn a little about yourself. Get in great shape while you do it. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are shutting down their charitable foundation, partly because donations have gone away since the Oscar slap in 2020.
I read that, and I disagree. I think it's Jada Pinkett Smith being a complete make people don't want to give money to him.
The fact of the foundation in 2021 took in $2.1 million. The following year, it was down to $365,000.
But that was also, the slap didn't help. I'm not saying that was, not part of it. But that was right about the time she was blabbing away about banging his friend and doing also and airing their dirty laundry. And then you just knew there was trouble. Then the smack happened, and then she wouldn't shut up after that. So it was inevitable that as an entity, nobody wanted anything to do with Jada Pinkett Smith or Will Smith.
Was it The Red Table? What was her podcast?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They say the foundation, a source says the foundation had been winding down anyway. But records show that in recent years, the foundation gave thousands to shady mental health organizations and spent funds on office equipment, computers, and bank overdrawn fees.
I still think it has more to do with the fact that she's just unlikable and a big light came out and just shot down onto the Smith experience, and he smacked Chris Rock and made everybody question it, and then everybody's like, I don't like her either. So let's just end our relationship.
She overestimated herself.
I think she thought she was going to be, and after, if you watch that Oscars and you forget, he smacks Chris Rock, and then he wins an Academy Award, and people are standing up. Hollywood's a bunch of jerks. They wait for, public opinion to tell them how to feel. They were all in on when he won.
They're on the right side.
Standing ovation, and he stood up there crying, and they're like, yeah. And Denzel's like, devil is with you, but you got to get, all these people, all these motivational moments. And then when the press said, hey, what he did to Chris Rock was pretty brutal and awful. He could be in jail for that. And then they're like, society didn't like it? Yeah, us either. You guys stood up for him. It's like when Ricky Gervais pointed out that they all would have worked for Harvey Weinstein until he got caught, and then they were just all up in arms. I knew the whole time.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Well, Rodney Jones is the guy that has the $30 million lawsuit he filed against Diddy. Jones is accusing Diddy of sexual abuse. And in court papers, he talked about Diddy's alleged trafficking parties and his access to famous, important people. He did name Prince Harry, but Prince Harry's not being accused of anything.
He's just right there.
Now, just said. But Cuba Gooding Jr.
He's in big trouble. He keeps getting mentioned.
Yeah. There is an amended version of Rodney's lawsuit on Monday accuses Cuba of sexual assault.
Right. And Cuba was hanging around evidently because when you read the accusation and the paperwork and the deal that I have, we can put it up on our Facebook. I don't think it's public. You get the idea that Cuba hung around so Diddy would go get him a guy. It's insinuated that Cuba was in the deals because at Diddy parties, he had people that would go get him what he really wants. So it's not necessarily a claim. It's insinuated that Cuba was into dudes and Diddy would bring him guys.
He was done with Ricky and Doughboy?
Right. He's still got one brother left.
Of course, they look into everything.
I don't want what you got.
And the only thing that's happened, they said Diddy sold all his shares in Revolt TV.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with it, unless it was.
You wake up, you got Cuba laying on top. You're going, when are you going to give me them skins?
What?
Oh, yeah. That's your line from, that was back when you liked that hot girl.
Jerry Bruckheimer says Pirates of the Caribbean reboot is in the works.
Already? A brand new, old
yeah,
one?
Yeah, with a new cast.
Probably can't use Johnny anymore.
Wow.
Who's the new
guy? Going to start a new franchise behind it. Yeah,
who do you go with? Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, there you go. Nailed it.
Could be.
He's gigantic right
Tom
now.
Tom Holland.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal's too old.
It doesn't matter. The broads want to see him.
I do like him, yeah. But this Roadhouse thing
Speaking
might.
Speaking of, Roadhouse is awful.
Is it terrible?
Of course it is.
I knew it would be, but it is awful. But it is awful.
They remade a terrible movie.
It is awful.
Roadhouse is not good. It's the gayest thing in the world for dudes to like Roadhouse. Some old gray grizzled dude and another guy can't keep his shirt on, wandering around fighting other guys, all greased up. There's nothing manly about
it. Throat punches for the win.
Looks like we should leave your barn and start rolling around with fellas.
All right, Roadhouse or Top Gun? Which one's gayer?
Roadhouse is gayer.
Really?
Really? Yeah,
Top Gun's super gay.
Yeah, I don't
Roadhouse
know.
Is a lot gayer.
I don't know. I think Top Gun's more gay.
Watch it again. It's a lot of ballet and they're dancing too. The fights are all spinny kicks, and it's pretty gay.
Star Wars brand blue milk will be hitting the stores on April 17th.
Why?
There we go.
Is there blue milk in it?
Part of the Star Wars Day, May the 4th.
Oh, May the 4th be with you. I got your blue milk.
You can get it at Disneyland or at California Adventures in the Star Wars area. They serve it.
Did you try some?
Ronnie did.
Did you try the blue milk?
Yeah.
Just milk?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're drinking a nice cup of milk in the middle of a hot afternoon in California. That sounds great. That's
line.
A great idea. Belly full of dairy. Nothing better than waiting for your time on Space Mountain. Celiac disease blowing around your guts.
Got a little tease about the upcoming This is Spinal Tap sequel. Lars, Chad Smith, and Fran Drescher will appear in the film.
What, Fran Drescher?
Can't work. It worked the first time because it was unknowns. Like, they had some celebrity, but you didn't know what you were getting into.
Yeah,
now,
in the history of the drummers, you know, maybe they get blown up and spontaneously combust.
Wonder if he's really doing it. Yeah, well, look, I understand that their story is hilarious, but the first Spinal Tap was an unexpected kind of tiny thing. Now, it's like Clerks 2. Yeah. You can't roll that out twice and just go, oh, yeah.
Well, Hangovers.
But Hangover was a monster. You could see where they could make a sequel. Clerks was an accident. Spinal Tap was an accident. You can't make accidents twice. Then they're on purpose.
Look at Marvel movies. They
But they're all on purpose. They're all on purpose. Yeah, that accident keeps getting worse and worse. Ask Paul Walker.
Keeps, giving.
The Drift one was on over the weekend.
Oh, Tokyo Drift. The one we don't speak of.
Help but watch.
And they're all bad, but that's the worst of them. Anyway. Yeah, Spinal Tap with expectations isn't good. Anyway, that's it. Larry with expectations is always good. He's reliable. And tomorrow, kegs, they're going out the door. Get ready. Brett will have one at Action Ride Shop tomorrow morning. The code is already picked. The clues are ready to go. And if you can solve that lock and unlock Brett's keg before we're done at 10 in the morning, then gosh darn it all, we'll have a couple more to hand out on the air tomorrow if you can get through our gauntlet of clues. And then you can unlock our kegs as well. See if we can do that. Maybe three. As many as three kegs will go out the door tomorrow. As few as none, as many as three. Very possible they all go. Very possible they all stay. But all prepping us for Friday.
Going out.
98 for sure will be in the hands of you guys.
Blew me there.
A couple will be going out.
Very. Could. Two, three, maybe none. Don't know. Hartman or not. Could happen tomorrow. We'll be at your house with a keg, or maybe we won't. We'll see. But that's coming up. Easter keg week continues tomorrow. It really gets going. Getting closer and closer. Larry's next. He's close now. You guys be nice to him. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.